Welcome to this week's edition of Praying Pals. This week's devotional is something that has really been on my mind a lot, and that is giving God glory in the midst of a challenging personal story. And today, I'm going to share just a little bit about what I've been kind of wrestling with. Do you know what frustrates me? Myself. I don't know if you can relate, but I get very frustrated with myself. I'm behind on things, for instance, correspondence, and it's challenging because my health crises put me behind, and now I'm in a cycle of feeling better and then overdoing. Feeling better, getting excited, and overdoing, and then needing to rest. It's just this vicious cycle. So I'm still getting stronger health-wise, and I make progress, and yet then I overdo and have to take time to rest. It's a blend. It's a struggle. I want to share my struggle, but I also want to be careful not to go to either extreme. You know, it seems like there are different trends in Christian circles today. For instance, one trend, share everything with everyone until there's nothing left to share and people stop listening. Or another trend, speak, quote, Christianese, unquote, and romanticize life into a sugar-coated sickening candy to which no one relates. You know, it's hard to strike a balance. I know I have a long way to go, folks, but I do want to strike as close to a balance as possible as I share. Why? Well, the Lord keeps reminding me that it's about Him and not about me. And I want to share what I've been learning from Him and give Him glory in the process. So, even as I battle my limitations only remind me of His unlimited grace, and He gets the glory. Yes, He gets the glory in my personal story. And when I had that kind of hit me, it just really encouraged me because I realized even more how true it is when we focus on the fact that when we are weak, He is strong in us. And it's not just a sentimental thing, it's scripture. It is rock solid truth. And I'm going to share that a little bit with you here. And it's from the passage 2 Corinthians 12, verse 9. But He said to me, "My grace is sufficient for you. My grace is sufficient for you, for My power is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, I will boast all the more gladly of my weaknesses, so that the power of Christ may rest upon me." The Apostle Paul was very much an example to us all, and in that passage we see something very, very clear. And I'll read it again. "My grace is sufficient for you, for My power is made perfect in weakness." The Lord wants us to remember that. It is powerful, isn't it? After I initially said that, I realized that it really is powerful. The power of Christ. You think about that. God's power is made available to us through Christ. His grace is sufficient for us. His power is made perfect in our weaknesses. So while we continue to always repent and rely on Him, we can remember that He is so powerful and so willing to make His grace available to us. It's just astounding. I also appreciated the amplified version of that scripture, and I included it in my Praying Pals devotional, which I send out each week. You can sign up for it at prayingpals.org. Again, that's prayingpals.org. But I'm running out of time, so I'm going to just zoom ahead and share a final scripture with you that essentially we can boast about our weaknesses, that we have discovered the greatness of Christ. We can trust in Him, share Him, rely on Him, not on ourselves, and experience new ways to share about God's story in our personal story and give Him glory in our personal story. But we must lean on the Lord, and it is amazing to realize just how available He is. We can actually say the same thing as the psalmist from Psalm 68, verse 19. Blessed be the Lord who bears our burdens and carries us day by day. Carries us day by day. Even the God who is our salvation. Selah. Pause and calmly think of that. Praise the Lord. And I say that sincerely. And you know, some of us have heard people talk all this Christian talk, and yet they're not sincere. But if you're sincere, talk the Christian talk, walk the Christian walk, and tell the good news of Jesus. Don't let the fakes get in the way of you sharing the truth and loving others boldly and sincerely. Share your personal story. Give God glory. Let the Holy Spirit lead you about what to share and how and when to share it. Prayer tip of the week. I think it would be a really neat idea if you simply found a picture of Jesus carrying a lamb and use it as a reminder of how you can lean on the Lord and that He wants to carry you through your daily life. And then put it in a place where you'll see it, so it's a reminder. For instance, maybe hanging it on the wall, something very traditional, or making it your cell phone wallpaper. Do something and use it as a reminder to intentionally lean on the Lord and thank Him for carrying you and making His power and grace available through Jesus to you and to me. All right, my friends, feel free to contact us anytime, 24/7, submit your prayer requests, I should say, at prayingpals.org. And right now, we're going to pray for the countless people who need prayer. Heavenly Father, today we thank You so much that You love us and make Yourself available to us because of Jesus. Lord Jesus, we just welcome You afresh in our hearts. We confess our weaknesses. We confess our sins. We ask that You would just cleanse us and fill us and use us for Your glory in the midst of our personal story. Just rule every part of our lives. We rely on You, not on ourselves, for salvation and for daily life. So we thank You, Jesus, for being who You are. And we cast our cares upon You. And right now we pray for the many people who have signed up for Praying Pals and who have sent prayer requests. We pray for Your best for each request. We pray also for our country and for other countries where Christians are being persecuted. We pray for the persecuted church. We pray for all those who are hurting today, that You would draw them close to Yourself. And I pray for those who are listening right now who need a fresh touch from You. Just please make Your presence known to them. Help them to sense Your love in a special way today. We love You, Jesus. We worship You.
We cast our cares upon you, and we thank you. In Jesus' name, amen.
God bless you, my friends, and thank you for listening. Let the station know that you appreciate this program, because sometimes we don't tell people if we appreciate something, so why don't we do that? Just let the station know that you appreciate it. Because after all, they wouldn't have to air this. So I really appreciate them, and I really appreciate you. God bless you, my friends.